You are listening to Yoga International, Living Tradition, Modern Life.
Find a comfortable space where you can come into Shavasana. As you lie down, set yourself up as symmetrically as possible so that there's a neutrality in your body. Allow your left leg and your right leg to be about the same distance away from your midline, and the same in your arms. Take a moment to assess if there's any unnecessary tensions in your body that you could relieve with a prop. As you find yourself on your back, bring your awareness to the sensation of your natural breath. Take a moment and see if you can feel the touch of the breath in just your left nostril. You might even visualize the pathway the breath takes as it enters your left nostril and moves upward toward the sinuses, eventually creating a greater state of relaxation by the movement you feel abdominally and in your side body. Maintaining awareness of your natural breath in the left side, invite your attention to deepen in your right nostril. Notice if the sensation of the air on the right side is equal to the left. Visualize the pathway the breath takes on both sides. Imagine the two sides as channels that eventually merge into one. And see if you can bring your awareness to the point where the two exactly meet. As we go through this practice, encouraging a deeper state of relaxation to help aid us in the reduction of anxiety and anxiousness, allow your awareness to remain subtly on this point where the two channels meet. With your awareness held there, feel the sensation of your abdomen rising and falling, but without your effort. In fact, see if you can imagine that the air in this room is breathing you. Rather than taking in the breath or sending it away, let your body be breathed. As the awareness of your breath is the fundamental focal point of this practice, additionally, begin to sense the points where your body meets the floor. Without making anything happen, feel the sensation of the back of your skull and where it rests. In your mind's eye, find the points quite opposite of your skull, your feet. And notice the sensation at the same time of the back of your right heel and the back of your left heel, and these two points where they meet the floor. Bringing your awareness back upward, notice the points where the two shoulder blades meet the floor. The left and the right. And bring your awareness now to the pelvis. And in a similar way, the points where your left sit bone and your right sit bone meet the floor. And then just like the heels, the hands. Notice the outer edges of your wrist, the back of your hand, both left and right, and where they rest. These 9 points more naturally encouraged to drop downward. the heels, the hips, the hands, the shoulders, and the skull. Allow a feeling of calm to come over you. Again, not by making anything happen, but by allowing it to arise. You might begin to notice that there is a natural pause, a brief moment between each cycle of your natural breath that occurs. That just before the air breathes you, before the breath drops in, there's a moment of stillness. Become aware of that pause without manipulating it. Bring your awareness now to your heart center, the physical space that is just beneath your sternum, at the point between your left and right collarbone. Notice the quality of radiance, almost of warmth, in this area. In the same way that the sun would shine down upon you and create a sense of warmth, feel this radiant quality, but instead from the inside outward. As you notice this radiance, there's a quality of expansion. Bring your awareness to your abdomen again. Begin to notice here a softening, a letting go. And like the expansiveness at the heart, here a spaciousness. Here at this point in the center of your being, an availability, a deeper state of presence. While aware of this experience, again, return your attention to the point where the two nostrils meet. As the breath comes and as it goes, past this point, your attention is held at this center. Although now the breath moves beyond this point as it both comes inward and outward, your attention is held as it passes at this location. Just like our day-to-day experience, coming and going, moments arriving and leaving is the breath. But our attention, for now anyway, is held at this point in the now, available and present. Allow the entire right side of your body to deeply relax. The entire right side. And now allow the entire left side of your body to do the same, to deeply relax. Try not to make it happen. Allow it to. Allow the entire front of your body to soften, expand, and become increasingly spacious. And now allow the entire back of your body to sink, to feel grounded and easy. Allow the entire space within you to feel relaxed. And finally, allow the space within your mind to be equally as deeply relaxed. Notice these sensations and know that these qualities are within you always. Our ability to become calm and centered is present within us at all times. As we actively practice letting go, we move closer and closer to our own hold on our anxiety. We become more available to the present. And more ready for the potential of each day. I'm inviting these qualities to remain with you. Begin to put just the slightest amount of effort behind your breath. Each inhale is just a bit deeper than the previous, and each exhale is more complete than the one before it. After a few more breaths, gradually begin to awaken your body, making conscious but small movements in your hands, in your feet, all the while trying to bring with you and call upon this sense of calm that you've contacted. Make a few small movements in your head, taking your head from side to side. And when you're ready with no rush, you can begin to make your way out of Shavasana, moving in a more conscious manner through the rest of your day.